Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Miracle Internet Church. We are a Christian internet church, and we meet on the internet every Wednesday evening and every Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. And on Sundays, we meet at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time as Miracle Outreach Ministries on Sunday. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're so happy for each one of you that you were able to join us and that we can fellowship together in the name of the Lord in his holy word. Amen. We invite and encourage everyone to join us on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. That's miracleinternetchurch.com. And when the page comes up, we encourage you to join us in our chat room. In our chat room, we have some very wonderful saints of God. They're very friendly, very lovely, and very welcoming. Amen. And so you may sign in when the page comes up. We ask that you do not use your social security number, your email address, your telephone number, any of those personal matters as your username. And if you choose not to use your own name, you can make one up. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we welcome you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we ask also that you look at our Global Prayer Warriors prayer room. And if you have a prayer request or a praise report, a testimony, we ask that that will be the place where you enter that. Amen. We ask that you keep in mind the five-line limit in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is a wonderful day. Excuse me. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Amen. Regardless of the circumstances of everyday, ordinary, routine life and whatever challenges we may have been presented with, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing in his name. Amen. We are rejoicing in his name. So, saints, we just are so happy you're here. We're happy that we're here and that the Lord is in our midst, because the Bible says where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in our midst. And so he's here with us. And we welcome him, we praise him, and we give him the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Now, those of you who desire to be baptized, this is the season for baptism. So we ask that you contact Brother Bill in the chat room when we are live on the air to get the particulars about that situation. Amen. This is the season where we do baptisms. And if you desire to be baptized, you must first contact Brother Bill in the chat room when we are live on the air. Amen. And he will assist you in that matter. Praise the Lord. And for those of you who have already come to visit and have been baptized, praise the Lord for you too. Amen. Amen. Amen and amen. You know, this is a wonderful fast that we are on, that we're enjoying together. I hope that you're enjoying it, because I am. The Lord has many blessings for us. We are in the season where the world likes to, how do I say this, celebrate pride in the wrong way. That's what the world is doing. But we are not a part of the world, because we've come out from among them, and we've become separate from them as the Lord has required of us. And so we are celebrating a fast so that we can humble ourselves before the Lord, as he requests in the scriptures, as we are commanded to do. You see, we don't want pride to reign in our lives. It's outside of the character and nature of Jesus Christ. And we are seeking to be more like him. We are seeking for his character and nature to come flowing through our own lives. Amen? So we are seeking the Lord and fasting for spiritual purposes. We are not just abstaining from many foods and only eating certain ones. No, our hearts and our minds and our spirits are very much involved in this fast. Very much involved in this fast. So we don't want to be just abstaining from food. We want to delve deeply into the Gospel of Luke, and we ought to bring ourselves before the Lord, humble ourselves before the Lord, seek his face, and allow him to show us the areas in our lives where we are walking in pride. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. So on tomorrow, for those of you who may be getting off track, on tomorrow we will be having water, herbal tea, fruit, and vegetables. Water, herbal tea, fruit, and vegetables. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, we just want to thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We want to thank you for those who came up. By the way, those of you who are on a cell phone, you may call us at our number while we're live on the air, and you may listen through your phone. That phone number is area code 319-527-6235, and press 1. Again, that's area code 319-527-6235, and press 1. Our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 138. It's Psalm 138. Our verse for meditation comes from the Gospel of John. John chapter 3, verse 30. John chapter 3, verse 30. And our featured ebook written by Dr. Pat Holliday is Deliverance, Releasing the Mind, Steps for Deliverance. So we pray that you will avail yourself to those resources and allow the Lord to help you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, I know that many of you have praise reports, and we can't wait to get to them. But right now, we're going to go before the Lord our God in prayer. We're going to still our hearts and our minds and our thoughts, and we're going to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to focus on him, on our Heavenly Father. And we want to thank him for his work in our lives. We want to thank him for all that he's done for us. We want to repent of our sins. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you, repenting of our sins. We ask you, Father, to remind us of any sins which we need to repent of and to confess. By an act of our will and in obedience to your word, we forgive all the persons who have hurt, harmed, or disappointed us in any way, us or our family members, and we ask you to bless them. We ask you, Father, to help us to submit to authority according to your word. We thank you, Lord, that you want us to obey. You want us to listen attentively, to hearken, to listen with the intent to obey, and to conform to your will. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind every spirit that would try to prevent us from hearing what is required of us. In the name of Jesus, we bind pride and rebellion and stubbornness and self-will that would interfere with our obedience to you. And we loose upon ourselves and the other members of the body of Christ your grace and wisdom and desire to obey you, Father, because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. and the fear of man brings a snare. We take authority, dominion, and power over any spirit or plan that would attempt to shorten our life, to bring fear, confusion, bondage, or torment upon us. We present ourselves as living sacrifices to you, Lord, as our reasonable service, and we seek you that we might be transformed through the renewing of our minds, that we may know and exhibit your good, perfect, and acceptable will for us. We bind every spirit seeking to conform us to this world, and we thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayer. We ask you to help us by your grace to have a renewed mind, renewed in the spirit of our minds. For you have given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. We thank you, Lord, for your grace resting upon the loins of our minds. And we give you praise because you are the one who causes us to will and to do of your good pleasure. We choose to walk in humility, Father, humility of mind, so that we will be teachable and that we will be able to receive your word and be blessed. We thank you, Father, that you have given us armor, your armor. And that along with girding up our loins with the spirit of truth and wearing the breastplate of righteousness and our feet being shod with the preparation of peace, we put on the helmet of salvation and we take the sword of the Spirit. We raise the shield of faith so that we will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We thank you, Lord, that we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, and that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. We forbid any unwholesome words from coming forth out of our mouth. We know, Lord, that you are our shepherd and we shall not want, and that you supply all of our needs according to your riches in glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. We cast down all imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We love you, Lord. We have confidence in you. We trust you with all of our heart, and we cast all of our cares upon you because we know that you care for us. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind Satan the strong man, all his evil angels, all evil spirits, demonic agents, all of their underlings, all of their demonic assignments, satanic agendas, unholy devices, wicked devices against the righteous, and we bind them in the name of Jesus. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring before you a case of particular concern with us. We ask you, Father, for a jurisdictional transfer. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, as we have prayed previously, we now pray openly. We ask you, Father, to transfer the jurisdiction of this case to the jurisdiction of the state of Ohio. We call, Father, for your will to be done as in heaven, so in earth. We thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We take the territory from Satan in the name of Jesus. We bind the corners of their authority in Jesus' name. We bind the illegal use of power in the name of Jesus. We bind the works of witchcraft in Jesus' name. We bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And we come out of agreement with Satan, with his agents, and with his kingdom in Jesus' name. We want nothing to do with demonic power. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, and territorial demons in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that the demons in the territory where our case presently is, we bind everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all their agents and their underlings to the territorial demons, and we pull them down in Jesus' name. And we say, Lord, that your heavenly hosts take their place in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise. Every act of witchcraft and all warfare and every attack that they have sent against us, we return in Jesus' name. We bind their wicked works and we return the attacks, return the attacks, return the attacks in Jesus' name. Every wicked attack is returned. Every attack must go back. Every attack must go back. Every attack must go back in Jesus' name. We forbid any further retaliation of the enemy, and we bind all his retaliation and boomerang it back upon him according to the scriptures in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We pull down all of those demonic thrones. Every single one is brought down underneath the feet of Jesus. And we place this matter in the hands of God the Holy Spirit. All open doors of access to the enemy are closed because there is a door you open, Lord, and a door that you close that no man can open. We pull down every demonic throne. We bind every wicked principality, every wicked power, all the rulers of darkness, and every spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, garland, and secret chamber in Jesus' name. And the demons and the workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep, and wherever they may be in Jesus' name. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains in darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, all reporting demons, watchers, peeps, whisperers, familiar demons, all electronic and technology demons and their attacks, all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits and their attacks, water and marine spirits and their attacks, viewing spirits, viewing demons who view remotely. We bind them, we blind them, we deafen them and their attacks in Jesus' name. We bind all water and marine spirits, all sex devils and their attacks, all unclean spirits and their attacks, every passive devil and their attacks, all pain-inflicting spirits, all sleep deprivation spirits, all sorcery devils and their attacks, all seducing, womanizing, drone spirits, whoredom spirits. We bind all the voices of the stranger in their attacks, all targeted radio frequency attacks, all pulse weapons in their attacks, all microwave attacks, all debilitating sonic frequency attacks. We bind all microwave frequency weapons in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all hypnotic and trance devils in their attacks, all mystic rituals in their intent, and we overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts. We bind Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Egyptian magic, Chaldean magic, Hindu magic, Indian magic, African magic, European witchcraft in Jesus' name. We bind Caribbean and Latin American black magic and white magic and the work of every druid in the name of Jesus Christ. All the workers who work witchcraft and in the occult, we bind their wicked works now in Jesus' name. They shall have no effect over us. No weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper, and every tongue that has risen against us in judgment, we condemn now in Jesus' name. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor, Father. There is no other name greater than the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is exalted in the heavenly. The name of Jesus is exalted in the earth. The name of Jesus is exalted underneath the earth. We bind all Morgellons and return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind every spirit of fear. Faith is greater than fear. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin and the American culture. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind all illegal use of supernatural power, and we return those powers to Jesus Christ, because all power belongs to God. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has ever been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind all satanic ritual abuse demons and all satanic worship, all demonic worship, we bind it, every occurrence, every instance, in Jesus' name. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects, and we place all of them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind spiders in their webs, and we trap them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting. We bind every spirit that seeketh to supplant in Jesus' name. We bind the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts logic and human reasoning against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind the formations of bullflies and demonic insects. And we bind Mammon and his agents. We bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind all vampire spirits attempting to steal our energy and our vitality in Jesus' name. We bind all voodoo. We bind all hoodoo, even strong hoodoo and voodoo, in Jesus' name. We return it to the senders in Jesus' name. We bind all ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and the New Age movement. We bind false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirit that works in the children of disobedience, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices. We break the dominion of their power in Jesus' name. We bind spirits of lewdness, perversions, outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, defilement by wizards, in the name of Jesus, according to Leviticus 19:31. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. We suffer not a witch to live in Jesus' name. We bind the king of pride, all of his underlings, and we bind them to Leviathan in Jesus' name. We strip Leviathan of all of his armor, and we bring him down beneath the feet of Jesus Christ. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in the name of Jesus Christ, especially sacrifices that are made against the members of Miracle Internet Church. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin. We bind Moloch, Baselic, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Zeus, Mammon, Apollyon, Belial, Beelzebub, and Baal in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that was loose when the Harry Potter series was released. We bind every demon that has joined those devils in Jesus' name. We bind them to their strong man. We send them all into the cage and to the feet of Jesus to be judged in Jesus' name. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, and we return their afflictions to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions, and we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, witchcraft, and their mind control back on their own heads in the name of Jesus Christ, according to 2 Thessalonians 1:6. You have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We also ask, Father, in this special case, that those who must represent the righteous have eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, minds to receive what the Spirit of God would say to them in Jesus' name. Father, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and every chain, and to call for justice and to plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Bring forth the truth, Lord. We bind every spirit that would attempt to keep the truth hidden in Jesus' name. We bring to your remembrance, Lord, the scriptures that you have given us. We bring to your remembrance Matthew 10:26, Mark 4:22, Luke 8:17, 12:2, Job 28:11, and John 8:32. We thank you and we give you praise for your holy word, for you have exalted your word above your name. Make us to know your truth, Lord, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we have come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Father, we bind all trolls, all spies, all watchers in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings and for all who are in authority, for all true Christians everywhere. We lift up in particular to you, Father, all who are in authority. And we thank you, Father, that their governance is underneath the governance of the Lord Jesus Christ. We bind all inordinate authority in Jesus' name. We bind all inordinate laws, all inordinate documents that give authority to unrighteous rulers in Jesus' name. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, Father. We thank you, Lord, that our legal system comes underneath the governance of the Lord Jesus Christ, because the government is on his shoulders, and the government of each of our lives is on his shoulders. And so we declare that whatever comes into our lives that requires the intervention of a magistrate comes directly under the governance of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, The Bible says that you render to those who harm us sevenfold into their bosom their reproach, wherewith they have reproached thee. Yes, Lord, when they've done it to the least of us, they've done it unto you. We thank you for your response being from that perspective in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you touch us where we are in need of healing. We thank you, Father, that you come to our aid and to our assistance when we are under attack and in need. We thank you, Father, that you have given your angels charge over us to guard us in all of our goings, Father. We ask, Father, that you cover us with the blood of Jesus. We bind every demon, and we ask for giant warrior angels to protect us during this season, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over every demon spirit that has followed us, was sent to us, or transferred to us in the name of Jesus Christ. We command it to be bound, to go into the cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind every demon that comes through the computer portals, through the phone portals, through the television portals, or through any other portal in Jesus' name. And we send them back with their curses in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we cover our vehicles and the road on which we travel with the blood of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over any spirit, any animal, or any demon, any person that might come into the road that should not cross our path. We thank you, Lord, that you have released your angels ahead of us to make our way plain and to protect us in the name of Jesus Christ. We cover all of our property with the blood of Jesus. We bind all the demons that would attack us in the night. We bind all bad dreams, nightmares, sex dreams, dreams that where they poison us or feed us in the name of Jesus. We close the portal of fantasy in the name of Jesus Christ. We shut out those spirits in Jesus' name. We forbid them to attempt to get into our dreams. We command them to stay away. And we thank you, Lord, that you give your beloved sleep and that you have surrounded us with the all-consuming fire of God and the wall of fire with your glory in the very midst. You have surrounded us with your warring, linking angels and covered us with your praising angels in Jesus' name. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we circumcise from ourselves. We cut ourselves free from every ungodly silver cord, ley line, ungodly soul tie, attachment, covenant, agreement, counsel, oath, garland, vow, pledge, pact, league, or in any and every form of agreement with the demonic realm. We pull down the protection around every witch, warlock, wizard, Satanist, shaman, and sorcerer. And we break the power of all the curses, hexes, vexes, spells, even love spells, charms, fetishes, magic, voodoo, all mind control, brain frequency meditation, jinxes, potions, death, bewitchment, psychic powers being sent against us, incense and candle burning, incantations, chantings, root works, crystals, hoodoo, all witchcraft, tribal rituals, and sins in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bind the works of every witch, warlock, wizard, Satanist, and sorcerer, and shaman in Jesus' name. We bind every form of witchcraft that has ever been levied against a member of Miracle Outreach Ministries in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit of infirmity. We bind spirits of wizardry and sorcery, spirits of hate, bitterness, murder, envy, and jealousy in Jesus' name. We break the yoke and we set the captive free in the name of Jesus. We break the cage and we set your captives free, Lord Jesus. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord. We bind every spirit that would interfere, hinder, block, or get in the way of us doing the will of God in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, and we give you praise. And everyone said amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Now, saints, at the end of this fast, well, shall I say on Sunday, after our worship service, I want to encourage you once again to place into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room your prayer for those that are family members, close acquaintances, friends, whomever, that need to be saved. Amen? That need to be saved. I want to encourage you on Sunday after our worship service to go into the Global Prayer Warriors prayer room, signed in, and to list your prayer for those that you have acquaintance with that are in your sphere of influence who need to be saved. Amen? We want to come into agreement with those prayers. We want to see the power of God work. We want to see miracles. We want to see salvations. We want to see deliverances in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. So put that on your calendar. Keep it in your mind and heart. And do not fail them. Amen? I would hate to stand before the Lord Jesus once I go home and someone is in hell that was close to me and the Lord goes, by the way, you never did pray for so-and-so. That just wouldn't be right, saints. That just wouldn't be right. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So I want to encourage you to remember and not forget. Praise the Lord. Amen. So tonight, the Lord is going to talk to us about a very important matter. In fact, this is extremely important. And so, I want to bring to your attention, saints, that the call to true holiness and humility has not received attention by Christians that it should have. So therefore, our subject for tonight is, I must decrease. I must decrease. Most people believe themselves to be humble. Who would say of themselves, yes, I am proud and gushing in it? Who would do that? People do, you know. In various ways, they tell us that they have pride, and a lot of it. You see, pride isn't something that you can keep secret forever. Sooner or later, it will rear its head, and it will display itself at the most inopportune moment. So, who would say of themselves, yes, I am haughty, arrogant, and full of myself? Who would do that? Hardly anyone would, but it may be true. It should be the desire of every Christian to so humble themselves before the Lord until he is all in our heart. Let me say that again. It should be the desire of every Christian to so humble themselves before the Lord that he becomes our all, that he is all in our hearts. When we finally acknowledge the need for an absence of self-assertiveness, when we finally come to the place that we are not continually interjecting self into the mix. Self has got, it's got to be about self. It's got to pivot around self. It's got to be about self. Self, self, and more self. When we finally come to the place that we openly confess and acknowledge the need for an absence of self-assertiveness and yield to the Lord his rightful place of first in our lives, we are on our way to the humility that God desires in us. You see, the Lord must have first place in our lives. The Lord must have first place in our lives. So we must decrease. Yes, we must decrease. Humility ought to be the high mark of our uprightness. We ought to bring ourselves down, especially in our own opinions of ourselves, so that God is free to be all to us. All that we must have, all that we want, and all that we'll ever need. But he can't do that, you see, until we bring ourselves down. We cannot continue in a place of loftiness, a place of high-mindedness. We must come down, and we must bring ourselves down. True humility does not drop down on us from heaven above. It comes of particular desire in the heart with yearning, with prayer, with fasting, with faith, and with much patience. It does not come dropping down on us like a mist from heaven above. It comes of particular desire in the heart with yearnings, with prayers, with fasting, with faith, and with practice and patience. Practice and patience. Pride is sly and crafty, operates in a slow manner, not necessarily obvious, not always easily detected. It is far more dangerous and insidious than it seems at first glance. As we, as believers, wait on the Lord and ask for his mercy, he will begin to uncover in our own hearts where pride is hiding. We cannot rid ourselves of pride on our own. We cannot rid ourselves of pride on our own. We need the grace of the Lord moving in our lives. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 5, let allow this mind to be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Well, if we're going to take on the mind that was in Christ Jesus and allow it to be in us, we must put off some other mindset. We must discard, dispose, and get and be done with some other mindset, the mindset that is not as the mindset of Jesus Christ, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. He didn't boast. He didn't applaud himself. He didn't flatter himself. He wasn't vain in his pursuits or ambition. It wasn't all about him. It was about bringing glory to the Father through obedience and fulfilling the will of the Father on earth. He made of himself no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. You see, saints, in our lives, he must increase, but we must decrease. He must increase, but we must decrease. Jesus Christ is the humility of our God in eternal love for us. He clothed himself in weak human flesh in order to come to earth. He was born in a barn with cattle. Cradle was the feeding trough of livestock. He was parented not by kings and queens in a palace, but instead by low-income, working-class people. In Luke chapter 2, verse 7, she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. No room in the hotel, no room in the motel. They went to a barn full of livestock and cattle. He was raised in the ghetto. He was raised in the ghetto. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 46, in fact, I've been to this place four times. And it is, as I have said. And even in those days, this is what they had to say about Nazareth. Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? It was not the place to be. Nazareth was not the suburb of the middle or the upper class. Not at all. There was no pomp and circumstance there. There were no perfectly manicured lawns. There were no subdivision homes where every fourth home looks exactly like the other fourth home before it. There were no gated communities there. It was a ghetto. Poor people lived there. Low-income people lived there. Not necessarily bad people, but yes, there were bad people. The scripture tells us that. You see, if there's a question if any good thing can come out of there, then it's generally considered by the people of that day that everybody bad lived there. Jesus was meek and gentle, yet strong and submitted to the Father. Meek and gentle in order to win, to serve, and to save our soul. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, Jesus says of himself, "For I am meek and lowly in heart." I am meek and lowly in heart. Jesus was strong and submitted to the Father in order to give his life for our sins. In John chapter 1, verse 29, it is said of Jesus, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Yes, he is the Lamb of God who became sin for us, that he might take away the sin of the world. Since Jesus is the author of our faith and our root, how can we live in him and bear good fruit if his humility has no place in our heart? Let's think about that for a moment. Since Jesus, the Lamb of God, is the author of our faith and our root, how can we live in him and bear good fruit if his humility has no place in our heart? In the Gospel of John, chapter 15, Jesus says of himself, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit." So if we're bearing fruit to the Lord, he's going to purge some things from us that we might bring forth more fruit. He says to us in verse 4, "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself." We can't become humble by ourselves. "Except it abide in the vine," and Jesus is the true vine, "no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing." You cannot become humble without Jesus Christ. "If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit." And so in order to bring forth the fruit that God desires, pride in all of its forms, all of its shapes, all of its display and manifestation has to leave us. And humility, the humility of Jesus Christ, must take its place. We are so accustomed to being independent, on our own mind, our own way, our own will, that it is hard for us to grasp the depth of abasement that Jesus Christ embraced so that he could be offered as a sacrifice for our sins. It's hard to see that. Jesus said in the temple, "Ye both know me and ye know whence I am. And I am not come of myself." I didn't come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. Jesus said he didn't come on his own accord. He didn't come on his own recognizance. He didn't come on his own. He came because he was sent by the Father. You see, Jesus Christ brought himself down low so that we might have an opportunity to be reconnected with the Father. Pride causes us to think that we are smart, that we are wise, that we have the answers, that we are in the know. Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Thine own understanding? Yeah. Yes. Thine own understanding. What do you mean by my own understanding? I mean the way you think, the way you think, the way you perceive, the way you rationalize. That's what I mean. You see, in Psalm 94, verse 8, the Bible says, understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? In Proverbs 13:20, he says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise. Our God is the only wise God, the Bible said. But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Yes, the Bible says that in Romans chapter 1, that many that profess themselves to be wise actually become fools. That many professing themselves to be wise actually become fools. That's dangerous. That's very dangerous. He says, in all thy ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Well, if you already think you know where you're going, how to get there, and everything about it, you're not going to do that. You're not going to allow him to direct your path. He says, be not wise in thine own eyes. Don't think you've got it all. Don't think that you're really in the loop. Don't think you have all the answers and the solutions. And if you just use your mind, you can come to the answer. He says, to reverence and fear the Lord and depart from evil. So being wise in your own eyes is evil. Leaning to your own understanding and not acknowledging him first and allowing him to direct your path is evil. Not trusting in the Lord with all your heart is evil. That's what he said. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. In his own estimation, let him look at himself as a fool, that he might choose to become wise. That's what he says in 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Beginning with verse 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 8, beginning with verse 1, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffeth up, but charity or love edifies. If any man think that he knoweth anything, He knoweth nothing yet as he ought to know. In Psalm 131, Psalm 131, beginning with verse 1, Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor mine eyes lofty, neither do I exercise myself in great matters, or in things too high for me. Surely I have behaved and quieted myself as a child that is weaned of his mother. My soul is even as a weaned child. I have behaved and quieted myself. The Bible says that's something we should do, behave and quiet ourselves. It's part of humility. The Bible says, in Luke 21:19, in your patience possess ye your soul. Take authority, dominion, and power over your mind, your will, your emotions, your imagination, your thoughts. Don't let them run all over the place. That's not humility. Amen? The fruit of the Spirit is self-control. The fruit of the Spirit is self-control. In John chapter 8, verse 50, John chapter 8, verse 50, Jesus says of himself, I seek not mine own glory. Jesus said, I didn't come here to put myself on display and have a huge following and all of these other things that people think are great and wonderful. I didn't come to seek my own glory, for people to laud and to applaud me. It wasn't all about him. Amen? In John chapter 6, verse 38, John chapter 6, verse 38, Jesus said, for I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Haughty persons most often form opinions and get involved in matters that are far beyond their true knowledge and training. That's what haughty people do. In Proverbs 26, verse 12, Proverbs 26, verse 12, seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? He's conceited. He's full of himself. There is more hope of a fool than of him, the Bible said. In 1, verse 7, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, there are some who, desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. That's what haughty people do. They've got too much to say. They don't understand what they're saying, nor who they're affirming. They don't know who said it, where it came from. They heard it on the street corner somewhere. They don't know. They was in the barbershop, and they heard it, and they decided to repeat it. Yes, that's the way it goes. They were out in the grocery store somewhere. They heard it, and so now they're going to repeat it. Now they're going to repeat it. In James chapter 3, verse 5, the Bible says, we're going to start with verse 3, James chapter 3, verse 3. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whethersoever the governor listed or the pilot wants them to go. Even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among members, that it defileth, corrupts the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Well, a tongue that is set on fire of hell cannot be soothed, cannot be flushed. It cannot be submitted under humility, because it is not. It is proud. It's doing what it wants to do, not what it ought to do. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 3, talk no more so exceeding proudly. Not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. He tells us not to do that. He tells us not to allow arrogance to come out of our mouth. You see, saints, we must humble ourselves. We must bring ourselves into humility through the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the intervention of Jesus Christ, through the mercies of our Heavenly Father, we have the power to become truly humble. You see, proud and haughty people have empty arguments with many words and little sense. Some have a passion for titles that men respect, but they cannot fulfill the qualifications. Some try to imitate Dr. Pat. Others try to pray like Dr. Sabrina. But they have not met the qualifying that God required of either person. They want the glory, but they can't take the heat of the enemy's revenge. In Mark chapter 10, verse 37, Mark chapter 10, verse 37, Jesus was approached by some, and he said, and they said to him, grant unto us that we may sit, one on thy right hand and the other on thy left hand in thy glory. But Jesus said unto them, ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, we can. And Jesus said unto them, ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, And with the baptism that I am baptized with, withal shall ye be baptized. But you see, they didn't really know what that cup was about. They didn't fully understand what that baptism meant. Saints, stay in your own lane. Stay in your own lane, the one that God put you in. There's nothing wrong with it. It's a wonderful place to be. It's a place where you're learning, growing, and being trained in the Lord. It's a place, most likely, of some degree of humility. In Proverbs chapter 25, verse 14, Proverbs chapter 25, verse 14, whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. That's right. There's this big cloud. Everybody thinks something's going to happen. There's this whole bunch of wind that comes blowing around, but no rain comes as a result. Nothing comes to benefit the ground, to humidify the air, to water the plant, to bring forth growth. No, just a lot of appearance, that's all. A lot of sound and a lot of appearances. Saints, pray at your level. Then you can remain in safety. In Mark chapter 7, beginning with verse 22. Mark, beginning with verse 22. Thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, and evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness, all these evil things come from within and defile the man. Pride comes from within us and it defiles us. It makes us filthy and dirty. It corrupts us. It contaminates us. We need to have a truthful idea of our own worth as humans. We need a profound belief of our own unworthiness before God because of all of our imperfections and sinfulness. Humility is not, I am absolutely nothing, nor is it, I am the greatest. Humility is neither of those. The humble person does not claim nor take credit for anything good that is not true of himself, nor does he overrate himself, nor does he adore himself and his talent. He is not impressed with excessive flattery, nor does he flatter himself. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 41, the Gospel of John, chapter 5, verse 41, I receive not honor from men. You see, people like honor from other people and do not seek for the honor comes from God only. People do that. The humble soul realizes his own imperfections, flaws, and faults. He doesn't pretend that he doesn't have any. He does not pretend that he's always right. None of us are always right. Humankind is prone to error. The humble soul gives the credit to the Lord for all of his goodness, his talent, his abilities, and his achievements. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning with verse 8. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning with verse 8. Speaking of some of our highest achievements. For by grace are ye saved through faith. By grace, which God gives, we are saved through faith in him. And he gives us the measure of faith to believe him. So we are saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourself. No, it wasn't of us. We weren't seeking God. God sought us out. It is the gift of God, not of works. Somebody tell those Jehovah Witnesses that. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So we can't claim that we got ourselves saved by ourselves. That's just not the way it works. We earned our way into the kingdom. No, we did not. We were on our way to a burning hell, and God in his mercy intervened. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 14, 1 Chronicles chapter 29, yes, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is reminding me of a hymn right now. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. In 1 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 14, it says, but who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come of thee. Yes, Lord, all things come of thee. And of thine own have we given thee. Everything that we offer to God that is right and righteous and holy, did we not first receive it from him? Did we not first receive it from him? Even our gifts and talents that we use to his glory, did we not receive them from him? Amen. Isn't that what really happened? You see, in James chapter 4, in James, that's an epistle in the New Testament, James chapter 4. Verse 6, the Bible says, but he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. God resists the proud, but his grace is released to the humble. In that same chapter, James chapter 4, verse 10. James chapter 4, verse 10. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. It does not read, humble yourself in your own opinion. It says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. He does the lifting, not you. In 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, underneath God's hand, not up for men to laud and applaud you. Humble yourself under the hand, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. In due time. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. John, the Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 43. The Gospel of John, chapter 12, verse 43. The Bible says they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. The they are proud persons. The they that love the praise of men more than the praise of God are very proud persons. Some are too comfortable in their carnal lives. They act as though the family is disgraced by those super spiritual people. You know, that was a term that's often used to put down true Christians. It's used for against religious persons. And it's used against true Christians. Come into our acquaintance. And we are continually glorifying God. In their opinion, we are saying to them that they are not as good as we are. That may not be what we're saying, but it's sometimes what they think. However, if the truth be told about some of those persons, Psalm 73 is a description of them. Psalm 73 is a description of them. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men. No, all their bills are paid. Everything is going well for them. And so they don't have any need for your God that you keep telling them about. Neither are they plagued like other men. Pride compasses or surrounds them as a chain. Pride goes around them the way a chain goes around something. You see, they're not having all that trouble you're having. Violence sometimes covers them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness because they're not missing anything. Whatever they want, they have it. They have more than their heart could wish. They are corrupt. They speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily because you see they hobnob with all the right people. They set their mouth against the heaven, tongue walketh through the earth. In their minds, they say, how does God know? And is there any knowledge in the Most High? Does he really know anything? Isn't that one of those old rusty books, that Bible thing? It's so old and antiquated, it can't help anybody. But you see, they persecute the righteous. They're proud. They don't see the need for your God. You see, those whom God has called to himself, who are answering that calling, may not have the lifestyles that they once had. They may no longer be in the right crowd as the world sees them, because they are being changed from faith to faith and strength to strength. In Psalm 10, we find out about this. Psalm 10, beginning with verse 2. The wicked in his pride doth persecute the poor. The wicked boasteth of his heart's desire, and blesses the covetous, whom the Lord can't stand. The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. His ways are always grievous, and God's judgments are far above and out of his sight. And as for his enemies, he just blows at them. He could care less. He says in his heart, here I am, and nothing's going to move me. For I shall never be in adversity. I'm never going to be poor. I'm never going to be homeless. I'm never going to be in need or in want. I'm never going to have all this trouble all these people have. I can't see myself doing what they do. I don't have any need to go to any church and listen to somebody holler at me about how I live. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud. Under his tongue is mischief and vanity. The proud think that way. You talk to them and they think you're extremely religious. They never figure out that you actually have a bona fide relationship with God Almighty. 4, beginning with verse 3. 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning with verse 3. So it reads, for the time past of our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles. We were busy doing what the world was doing. When we walked in lasciviousness, fulfilling every desire that we thought we had. When we walked in lust and excess of wine and revelings and partied till the sun comes up and banquetings and abominable idolatry. If there was an abominable idolatry, we were there right in the midst of it. Wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, and so they speak evil of you. Find it strange that you're not still running with the crowd. And they talk about you behind your back. Because you used to be like them, but now you're one of those super holy ones, so they call us. But you see, the proud think that way. Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 6. Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words. For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. You see, the children of disobedience are the children of pride. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. That's our call to righteousness. To have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead we are to reprove them. Proverbs 16, beginning with verse 2. Proverbs 16, beginning with verse 2. All the ways of a man are clean is in his own eyes, while he's leaning to his own understanding. But the Lord weighs the spirit. So commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Proverbs 16, verse 5. Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. He shall not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. The proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Proverbs 16, verse 8. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. A man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Proverbs 16, verse 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit, before a fall. Better it is to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Psalm 66, verse 5. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. Eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Now we're going to a book in the Old Testament, Obadiah. Obadiah comes right after Amos and right before Jonah. Obadiah 3. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that hath said in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Who's going to bring me down? Well, perhaps you should. Amen? perhaps, just perhaps, to bring ourselves low before the Lord. You see, our pride makes us to disobey, to defy, and to rebel against the word of God and against his character in his nature. In Nehemiah is a book in the Old Testament. It comes right after Ezra and right before Esther. Nehemiah chapter 9, beginning with verse 16. But they and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks and hearkened not to thy commandment and refused to obey. Neither were they mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. But thou art a God ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and forsookest them not. You see, Nehemiah and the other saints were repenting of the sins of their ancestors and the sins of their ancestors that they walked in. Amen. Verse 19, Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 19. Yet thou in thy manifold mercy, speaking of the Lord, forsookest them not in the wilderness. God did not abandon them. The pillar of the cloud departed not from them by day to lead them in the way, neither the pillar of fire by night to show them light and the way wherein they should go. Thou gavest also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheldest not thy manna from their mouth, and gavest them water for their thirst. Yes, for 40 years didst thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not. You see, when the Hebrew children were out in the wilderness, when that great congregation of millions that Moses led out of Egypt and into the wilderness, they rebelled against God in their pride. They wanted to go back to Egypt into the bondage of slavery in their pride. They hardened their necks against the Lord in their pride. But God did not forsake them. He did not abandon them. He still provided for them. Verse 25, Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 25. And he allowed them to be strong in battle, and they took strong cities and a fat land and possessed houses full of all goods, wells digged, vineyards and olive yards, and fruit trees in abundance. So they did eat and were filled and became fat and delighted themselves in thy goodness. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against thee, and cast thy law behind their back, and slew thy prophets, which testified against them, to turn them to thee. And they wrought great provocations. They really provoked the Lord. Therefore thou deliverest them into the hand of their enemies, who vex them. And in the time of their trouble, when they cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven. And according to thy manifold mercies, thou gavest them saviors who saved them out of the hand of their enemies. But after they had rest, they did evil again before thee. Therefore leftest thou them in the land of their enemies, so that they had the dominion over them. Yet when they returned and cried unto thee, thou heardest them from heaven, and many times didst thou deliver them according to thy mercies, and testified against them, that thou mightest bring them again unto thy law. Yet they dealt proudly, and hearkened not unto thy commandment, but sinned against thy judgment, which if a man do, he shall live in them, and withdrew the shoulder, and hardened their neck, and would not hear. And would not hear. Let us understand this. Let us decrease. Let us humble ourselves that he might increase in our lives. Amen? Amen. You got something out of this? That you understand what the Lord is saying? And that you choose to allow the Lord to increase in your life, and you choose to decrease yourself. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Bill, we have some praise reports, some testimonies.
Oh, we have a bunch of them, Pastor Sabrina. I just can't wait to read them. It's just awesome. And thank y'all kept seeing me post in there when Pastor Sabrina was praying that you need to get in agreement with her prayer. You need to be praying in tongues and praying in agreement, because she is breaking the principalities off of you, all the witchcraft off of you, 3 times a week. And if you will start getting in agreement with that prayer, you're spiritual warfare will get lighter and lighter and easier, and your walk will be easier. And we just praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise and glory. Dina has a praise report. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The Lord had me go through my pictures again, and I destroyed pictures of friends from my sin life. And thank you, Lord, you showed me that. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Yes, as you start getting stuff out of your house and getting rid of old junk, you'll be surprised how much easier it gets. And then she said, then I broke the soul ties, especially with childhood friends, and I had no idea they were Masons, and I hadn't been in contact with them for years. But you see, Saint, that's the key right there. She's doing what we told her to do, and she's getting better and growing. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We have a praise report from Deborah B. Davis. Praise God. Thank you to everyone that prayed in agreement for my husband's protection and his successful medical procedure that he had today. He's doing well and he's resting. Glory be to God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you for that. For him has a praise report. I asked the Lord Jesus for 2 needed packages to get here this weekend because we were scheduled. It was scheduled to arrive next week. Well, Saints, he heard me. I got an email very shortly after saying the items will now get here this just in time. Praise you, Lord, for that. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Yes, just ask, and he will be there right there for you. You just have to ask. You've got to open your mouth and ask Jesus, and he'll do it. Daryl says, praise the Lord. My husband has overtime tomorrow. Thank you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord, that you are blessing your saints and you're giving us the funds we need. We praise you for that. AK says, I thank God for the deliverance for me and my family I received last night, and about the stuffed animal keeping curses from my maternal grandma and the relationship. Saints, the Lord showed AK to get rid of that, and everything's getting better. The relationship with his mom is peaceful. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. You have to walk around your house and pray in the Spirit and ask the Holy Ghost to show you, and then he'll show you what he wants you to get rid of, Saints, and then everything will be easier for you. Margaret has a praise report. A fortnight ago, you prayed for sciatic pain, and it is gone. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dana says, the Father revealed the sin of a negative presumption in my life. I repented, renounced it, denounced it, and that wicked spirit on behalf of myself and my bloodline in Jesus' name. And thank God for revelation and deliverance in Jesus' mighty name. God answered the prayer regarding visitors without intervention. Praise the Lord. Praise his name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Ariana has a praise report. Yesterday, I was able to get access back to my Microsoft account. I'd been trying to get back in it for months. Now I was able to get in it yesterday. Thank you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. See what happens when you fast, saints? The Lord opens doors that you couldn't have opened before. He does so much for us. Gladys has a praise report. My job performance review went well. I got a good, much-needed raise. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your protection, your peace, and provision. See, Gladys had put a prayer request in that prayer room, and the saints came up and prayed for her right before she had that meeting at work about her job. And look how good it came out. She ended up with a raise. Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And RT has a praise report. Praise be to God. My blood pressure's lower. And when I did the nurse visit with the doctor, hallelujah, praise you for that. Lord, praise you, Lord. Dana has another praise report. I had wanted a dog since the pandemic started, but they were either too expensive or someone would adopt the one I wanted before I could get to the rescue. Today, Jesus, I just want to thank you for giving me a little dog today. Bless you, Lord. Those little dogs are nothing but love in Jesus, too. That's all they are. It's amazing how much love you can get out of one of those little animals. I just praise you for that, Lord. Just praise you for my little dog, too. Jory has a praise report. My youngest daughter's boyfriend has accepted Jesus, and he is doing Bible study. Oh, praise God that will keep him on the right path. My daughter told him to use the King James Version, but he doesn't understand it yet. Well, Joy, just tell him to ask the Holy Ghost, and he'll teach him. That's the key right there.
Not only that, he needs to come up on blog. He needs to come up on Miracle Internet Church. So we can pray for him. He can get some deliverance, and then the King James Version will make perfectly good sense to him. Amen?
Amen. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. You hear it? I hope you heard that, George.
Well, some people need deliverance before the King James Version makes sense to him. So he should come up and listen to some of our sermons, because there are people that the King James Version won't make much sense to them until they get deliverance. Amen? You see, God gives his spirit to those that obey him. And he will give his spirit to people that come to him the right way, that some of their junk is moved out of the way, some of their past sins. You know, after you say the sinner's prayer with the Lord, well, if you do it the way we do it, then you're doing pretty good, but everybody doesn't do that. Some people just say, Lord, I'm sorry, and that's all they say. And so there's still a lot of besetting sins. There's still a lot of stuff in between, stuff that needs to be moved out of the way. You see, when we lead you into a prayer of repentance, we cover a lot of stuff that most people don't cover. So if the person just said, oh, God, I'm sorry, and forgive me because I was wrong, they need to say more than that to the Lord. That's what I'm trying to say. And so if they come up, they get some prayer, they get some deliverance, they get filled with the Holy Ghost, then the Holy Spirit will teach them the Word of God. Amen? Amen. Continue, Brother Bill, please.
Praise you, Lord, for that. Praise you, Lord. Now, Caitlin had fed her dog a grape, and she didn't know it was toxic for him, and he started coughing, and he came up to her, and she started praying for him, and the coughing went away. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, for protecting our dogs. Thank you for that. RT has another testimony. She'd asked for prayer for her right the joint in it had so much pain and she could hardly write with it or use it. And she had posted that prayer request in the global prayer room. And after she did, she noticed the pain started leaving slowly. And she's doing so much better. Praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. NK says, praise our God for being kind, compassionate, merciful, long-suffering, perfect, and a miracle worker on behalf of those who seek, obey, and trust in him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord. You are moving mighty in their family, and you're moving mighty with them. And saints, here is my favorite praise report for today. Kimberly says, since I visited the church in April and received deliverance, I have been patiently following instructions. I'm not perfect, but overall, I've been trying my best to stay out of sin. I noticed the spirit of rejection has left. People no longer avoid me, and my boss has been extremely kind now, recognizing my talents. I also no longer have the ringing noise in my right ear or the spirit of fear. My home feels so much lighter after removing items that the Holy Spirit led me to get rid of after returning or getting baptized and getting deliverance. And more importantly, I haven't felt this happy and confident in years. I felt like everything is starting to fall in place. I'm starting to live again. My son even calls me often now to pray with me. Praise the Lord, and thank you, Pastor Sabrina, Assistant Pastor Bill, for your help and patience with me. The organisms that I have been expelling from my body, and I feel a huge difference in relief. The healing has definitely begun. The medical professionals, they couldn't detect anything and kept misdiagnosing me. Although I wasn't in the chat room on Wednesday, I was listening from my phone, and I received more deliverance. Referring to the organisms, the Holy Spirit led me to an article after the sermon about eucalyptus tea and the benefits, so I ran over to Whole Foods and purchased that, and the Lord is just helping me. He's showing me how to deal with it in the spiritual and the natural, and I just give you praise, honor, and glory, Lord Jesus, for that testimony. And see, saints, Kimberly's listening to what we have taught her to do. She removed the junk from her home. Her home is so much lighter. She came here, and she got baptized, and she got deliverance. And you see what it's done for her. It's totally turned her life around. And we give you praise, glory, and honor for that. You're worthy of all of our praise. And now back to you, Pastor Sabrina. What a wonderful testimony.
Amen. All of them are wonderful. Praise the Lord. You know, saints, God moves miraculously when we walk in obedience. Amen. He moves miraculously. He does what no other power can do. And so, if we would but humble ourselves in obedience to him, we will discover how great he is. He's wanting to reveal himself to us. He's wanting us to see him for who he is. He's wanting us to come to know him and trust him for the loving father that he is to us. Amen? So, we're going to go to our guest call-in at area code 319-527-6235. We're going to go there. And if you have a testimony, we would like to hear it. And if you're requesting deliverance, we will pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Area code 302. Area code 302. You're on the air in Jesus' name. Hello? 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 I can hear somebody there, but you aren't talking. Okay, so I take it that you stepped away. We'll go to the next person. Area code 302, you're on the air. All right, on to the next person. Area code 336, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hello, Dr. Sabrina.
Area code. Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you? This is Dina.
Fine and you.
I'm doing good. I just need a few things I need prayer for.
All right.
I need the spirit of fantasy cast out.
Mm-hmm. How do you know
you
have it?
My body. Because I keep fantasizing. It's not fantasy lust, but my mind just goes off and start thinking about stuff that's not real.
Okay. Well, you're not the only one that has that problem. Usually.
Okay.
Most people, see, it really got bad, not that it wasn't bad before, but it really got bad with the first generation that had television.
Oh.
You see television in your mind that you wouldn't have come up with on your own. It does that.
Okay.
And so I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to buy
you. I got some other things I'd like to pray for, too.
Okay.
Before you do that. It feels like something's squeezing my head. I don't know if that's a squid or technology. And there's something on my back of my neck and my upper right back feel like it's something moving around in there.
Yep.
And I didn't get that on my back until I went to the doctor's office, and I tried to bind up Magic Touch, but I still think something was put on me on my back.
Okay.
Excuse me. And one more thing. I can't – it's something that keeps how can I explain this? I don't know if this is a witch or technology or mind control, but it's something always when people throw curses at me, I don't know if that's mind control or not. When they do the little nose and eye and mouth curses, I can feel it. Like my nose are itching, and then my nose will start running. Or my eyes are itching, they'll try to give me pink eye. And I just don't want to know, I don't know if that's a witch or what that is. And it's constantly,
okay.
Doing it constantly.
Danny Mason's in your neighborhood?
Probably.
Any
most
Eastern
likely.
Stars? Okay.
I don't know.
All
they probably are.
Okay. I just thought I would
You
ask.
Mean like a lodge or something?
Not necessarily a lodge. Might just be somebody that lives in the neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Probably
so.
You know, they do live somewhere.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So let's begin. Father, in the name in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority, dominion, and power over the spirits of the mind. We bind every spirit of fantasy in the name of Jesus Christ over our sister. We break all the ancestral curses of mental illness and insanity in Jesus' name. We command those spirits to be bound and come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. All those open doors of fantasy in her life, we bind in Jesus' name. We close those open doors. Come out. All those spirits that enter through the gate of fantasy and vain imagination, we bind in Jesus' name. Come up and out. Every lying devil, you come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every liar, you've got to leave now. Go into the cage, to the feet of Jesus to judge. We bind spirits and curses that bring mental illnesses of every sort, insanity, nervous breakdowns, mind control, all bondages, schizophrenia, split personality, multiple personality, low IQ, slow learner, retardation, senility, forgetfulness. We break your grip and hold in her life in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in all the saints in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus Christ. All of these spirits, they affect your mind. You're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. We bind spirits of of negative confessions from evil counsel, things that you were told by somebody or you went to see a soothsayer or a divinator, even in a church. They weren't truly a person of God filled with his spirit. They're just a divinator. And so as a result, you go around saying whatever they told you. We disconnect you from false ministry in Jesus' name. And we command the spirits to come up and out of you in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. Go into the cave, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We break all evil counsel and evil advice and evil friendship and evil influences in your life. We break your grip and hold. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Bound in Jesus' name. Go into the cave, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. On all the saints, everybody, deep breaths and cough. We cut you free from every unclean spirit in Jesus' name. Everybody cough. We cut you free from every unclean spirit in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit that attacks the back of the neck. Every spirit that attacks. All those bands of wickedness, we break the bands in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the bands in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out. Go into the feet of Jesus for judgment. We break those bonds. We break those bands of wickedness in Jesus' name. Reiki sila de usuro kusutra breki diriya. Reiki shia tarabreki ahara. Every spirit that the enemy aims at the saints to make them weary, to make them worry, to make them say negative things, things that are not in agreement with the word, negative thoughts, vain imagination, unbelief, doubt, even through generating fear, we bind in Jesus' name. We bind stubbornness in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to come up and out. Go to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Come up and out in Jesus' name. We break every yoke. Jesus said his yoke was easy, his burden is light. Every yoke that Jesus Christ did not give off our sister, in Jesus' name. Every yoke, come up and out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All those that cause glandular malfunctions, body fluids to go out of line and swelling in her life, we bind them in the name of Jesus. Come up and out. You cannot see in Jesus' name. You must leave. You must leave now. Go into the cave to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Leave her now. You got to go. In the name of Jesus Christ. We break the powers of being oppressed, bruised, downtrodden, crushed, broken down by calamity. We break the powers of feebleness of mind and body in Jesus' name. We command those spirits to be bound. In Jesus' name, to come up and out of the bodies of the saints. Come out of the saints in the name of Jesus. Come out of the saints in Jesus' name. We bless the spirits that were transferred to her through associations with people in secret societies that really aren't so secret. Demonic societies, occult societies. The Masonry, Order of the Eastern Star, Lodges, and all such other groups in Jesus' name. We break the power of the occult in her life in Jesus' name. From generations back until the present moment in Jesus' name. We put the cross of Calvary between her and her past in Jesus' name. We remit her sins and the sins of her ancestors. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on out of her. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. every attack that has been break it in Jesus' name. We break your grip and hold in Jesus' name. Come out of her in the name of Jesus. Ancestral tribal sins, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her in the name of Jesus. Excess fear and trauma, stress, anxiety, vexation of soul, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. Worry wars coming down the family lines. Worry wars coming down the family lines. You're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Holy fire. Holy fire on these spirits in Jesus' name. Holy fire. Every familiar spirit, spirits that attack during childhood, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of the saints of God. Passivity. Passivity, you're bound in Jesus' name. Passive meditation. Dreamer. False dreamer. You're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Spiritual wickedness, you're bound in Jesus' name. Works of the flesh, you're bound in Jesus' name. Fornication, witchcraft, false prophecy, yoga, judging, self, relating to the dead, you're bound in Jesus' name. Come up and out of the people of God in Jesus' name. Deep breath and cough, everybody. Deep breath and cough. Come out. Go into the chamber. Generational curses, you're bound in Jesus' name. Jesus became a curse for us that we might receive the blessings of God. Amen. Now, sister, you're going to get plenty more deliverance after we get off. I want you to take a deep breath and cough.
Okay.
Father, we ask that you fill every empty place with your Holy Spirit and holy fire and take this deliverance to completion in Jesus' name. Rusa. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Our sister's going to get some more deliverance. Yes, she is. More deliverance. Area code 918. You're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Hi, I am calling because I am in need of deliverance. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear.
Okay, thank you. Yes, I'm calling because I am in need of deliverance. My family has been in a lot of witchcraft on both sides, mother and father's side. And I really do believe that I have, I met my dad. We live separately. I'm an adult. My dad said he actually saw my husband, my spiritual husband. So I've been having dreams that I am married to something, and I never see the guy. And I've seen that three times. And recently, I just saw that I was married to a woman in a dream. And also one of the things that I've been experiencing is a lot of demonic dreams. Whenever my spiritual life is picked up, one of the things that I noticed is I would have a demonic dream to cause me to pull back. In one occurrence, I actually had something come in, and I saw myself fighting in the dream, and whoever it was a female in the dream, stuck me in the neck with the needle. I woke up, and my neck was hurting where the needle was inserted. So I'm constantly having those dreams, and even during the day at home, there are specific times during the day where I would hear noises in the walls. I would hear the water heater go off whenever I go in the bathroom. Actually, when I went in the bathroom once, I was at work, and I came home to find cat poop in my bathroom, and I don't have pets at all. So I'm not sure how that came about. So there's a lot of demonic activity going on in my life, and it seems to be picking up recently. And I know I need deliverance. There is a spirit husband, spirit wife. And it seems like that demonic perversion is trying to take over my life. I'm trying to fight it, but it seems whenever I'm winning, something happens in the dream world where it pulls me back, if that makes sense.
All right. How long have you been listening to us?
I would say for about a year. And what has been helping me is whenever I listen to a recording of either you or Dr. Pat, I would write some of the prayers down, and I would literally recite it, walk around my place and recite the prayers. And that's what I did about 2 days ago to actually stop the noises in the walls around 1 or 2 in the morning.
Okay, let me ask you this. Are you the only owner of your residence, or did someone own it before you?
Oh, I'm in an apartment right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you anointed your apartment?
Yes, I have.
All right. I put a link to a sermon in the MIC radio chat. And I don't know if you've listened to it yet or not, but I would suggest that you listen to that sermon after the broadcast today.
Okay, and what is it called again?
I put the link in the chat room. It's already there. You just have to scroll up and get it. Okay, I just put it in a few minutes ago. All right, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is telling me for you to denounce and renounce the sins of your past. So repeat after me, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I denounce. And renounce.
And renounce.
All the sins of my past.
All the sins of my past.
I call them sin.
I call them sin.
Not mistakes, but sin.
Not mistakes, but sin.
And I want nothing further to do with them.
And I want nothing to do with them.
Now, let me ask you this. In your past, have you had any occasions to be connected with the occult?
With the occult? No. I remember in high school, college, I tried calling a psychic line, but I never got through.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think that's
Did you ever spend time in rock music or ungodly music?
I used to listen to Michael Jackson growing up.
Okay, and that's as far as you got was Michael Jackson?
Yes, never been to concerts. No, yes, that would be about it.
Okay, did you ever have any friends that dabbled in the occult or dabbled in witchcraft?
Friends? Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
I know my parents. I'm really beginning to suspect that my parents are somewhat involved in it. For example, my mom would say she doesn't go to church, but she says she has church at home with invisible people. Okay, and she literally dresses up and she says she sees them invisibly. My father, he comments and makes the comments that I know what each of you are doing. And he would make comments like, you're going to get married. This person will get married. And I would say about 2 years ago, after not seeing him for several years, he said, I've seen your husband in the spirit. So mm-hmm. I'm thinking my parents are somehow dipping and dabbing into something. I don't want to accuse them of anything, but they drop little hints that something is not right.
All right. Let's go there. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I forgive my parents.
I forgive my parents.
For their sins against me.
For their sins against me.
And their sins against you.
And their sins against you.
And I place them in your hands.
And I place them in your hands.
I ask you to save their souls.
I ask you to save their souls.
And to give them a true knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And to give them a true knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And his salvation.
And his salvation.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, with the sword of the Spirit, we cut our sister free from every soul tie, ley line, silver cord, garland, chains, fetter, net, yoke, tie, lead, communication with any spirit that is unclean, any spirit in idolatry, any spirit in the occult, any spirit in witchcraft in Jesus' name. We cut her free in the name of Jesus Christ. It is transferred to her through unclean persons, through idolatrous persons, through persons in the occult, through persons in witchcraft. We bind in Jesus' name. We command those spirits to come up and out of her now, go into the cave, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Deep breath and cough. Deep breath and cough from spirit right now in Jesus' name. Every spirit of witchcraft sent to her. Every spirit of witchcraft sent to her in the name of Jesus. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all of those spirits that watch her through remote viewing in the name of Jesus Christ. We blind them. We deafen them. We mute them, muzzle them, and gag them with the blood of Jesus. We disconnect her from persons in witchcraft and tribal rituals in Jesus' name. We cut her free from all necromancy. We cut her free from Kundalini. We cut her free from wickedness through association with evil persons. In the name of Jesus Christ, you're bound. Come out. All of those spirits, come out. Go into the cave, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind every poltergeist spirit in her home. Every demon that was sent into her home, we bind you in Jesus' name. We command you to leave now. Go into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. Father, we thank you for releasing your warring, linking angels to arrest these devils and take them to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind all reinforcing devils in the name of Jesus Christ. We cover her and her property with the blood of Jesus Christ, and we forbid all demonic infiltration in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all false prophecies of a spiritual husband in Jesus' name. We bind all false prophecies, all false predictions, all words risen against her in judgment. We condemn them in the name of Jesus Christ. We encapsulate those words in the blood of Jesus, and we forbid any spirit to manifest them in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind every demon that approached her in a sexual dream in Jesus' name. We shut the door of fantasy, each shot, in Jesus' name. We close the dream world of her life to the demons in Jesus' name. We bind any wicked entity from attempting to enter her dream in Jesus' name. Holy fire on her dream life in Jesus' name. Holy fire of God on her dream life in Jesus' name. We bind those water spirits, those sex devils in the name of Jesus Christ, sent to her by unclean persons in Jesus' name. We bind every spirit husband. We bind every spirit wife. We bind Asmodeus, in Jesus' name. We bind spirits of uncleanness in the name of Jesus. We bind spirits of fornication in the name of Jesus. We bind every unnatural act in the name of Jesus Christ. And we command all those spirits to come out of her in Jesus' name. Every unholy alliance, we cut her free from it in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of her. Come out of her now in the name of Jesus. We bind the invisible people. We bind the invisible people in the name of Jesus Christ, taunting her. We bind the invisible people coming to harass her, coming to torment her. We bind them and we send them into the cage, to the feet of Jesus for judgment. We bind every form of voodoo that's been released into her life in the name of Jesus. We bind every form of magic that's been released into her life in Jesus' name. We command it to come up and out now. In Jesus' name, we bind the works of wicked men in Jesus' name. Come up and out of her life right now in Jesus' name. You must leave her. You must leave her now in the name of Jesus. We bind every seducing spirit in Jesus' name. All hypocritical lies. All attractions and fascinations by the false signs, false wonders, in Jesus' name. All seducing spirits, in the name of Jesus Christ. All yokes of iron, we break from our neck. All seared conscience, all fascination for evil ways, objects, or persons. All lying spirits, in the name of Jesus. We bind every lying devil. We bind wounded spirits, spirit of sodomites, contentious, sexual perverse spirits, effeminate spirits, filthy-minded spirits, spirits that twist the word, chronic warrior, doctrinal error, incestuous relationship, heretic, ungodliness, inventors of evil, unholy spirits, you're bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Come up and out of her. Go into the cage and to the feet of Jesus for judgment. You must leave her now. You cannot stay. We bind all reinforcing devils. We bind the tormentors in Jesus' name. And we break the curse of having ungodly parents in her life in the name of Jesus Christ. We cut her free from that curse in Jesus' name. Jesus Christ became a curse for her. He took the curse upon himself. And we release her into the liberty that Jesus Christ has brought to her through salvation. Take a deep breath. And allow the Holy Spirit to come in to fill you. Lord Jesus, we ask you to baptize her afresh with your Holy Spirit and holy fire. And Father, we ask you to take this deliverance to completion in Jesus' name. Now I want you to take a deep breath. Allow the Spirit of the Lord to fill you to overflowing and release your prayer language. Now, sister, you're going to get some more deliverance after the call is over. But I'm going to tell you something you need to do. You need to re-anoint your house, especially every place that water comes out, every opening and every place that water comes out. We bind up that cat feces in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a witchcraft thing. That's a witchcraft thing. We bind that up in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Now I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have to put some distance between you and your parents.
Okay.
You're going to have to put some more distance between you and your parents. You're going to have to bind their devils and whatever it is they're into that we know is demonic before you take a phone call. In fact, you're going to need the Holy Spirit's permission to take a phone call from them. You understanding what I'm saying? Jesus spoke to the crowd and said, "Who is my mother, my father, my sister, my brother? Those that do the will of my Father." All right. Can you hear me still?
I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Stop telling me how to turn it off. I'm sorry about that.
All right. So you're going to have to seek the Lord for his wisdom on how to walk with your parents because they're deep into something they have no business being in. And you do not need to allow that to come to you. All right?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
Call us back again.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen, amen. You see, saints, we are affected by what people that are close to us do. Even though we may not be direct participants, their lifestyles affect us. Amen? Area code 747, you're on the air live in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Dr. Sabrina. I would like some prayer. I feel there is satanic rage, manipulation, and control coming against me, holding back my prosperity, my blessings, and walking in holiness from the Lord. That would be greatly appreciated.
All right. You have a lot of static on your end, so I appreciate you muting it while we pray for you. But when we pray, I want you to take a deep breath and cough. All right? Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to thank you that you desire for us to prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask that you show our brother what is the hindrance to his prosperity in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says if we lack wisdom, if we lack wisdom, that we should come and ask, and you wouldn't upbraid us, but you would give us your wisdom. Brother, do you have a business that you're running? I need to know.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. What the Lord is telling me is that you have a business in some way. I don't know if it's remotely or directly connected, but it's in some way connected to something that it shouldn't be connected to. I don't know what that is, but it has a connection that the Lord is not pleased with. So you're going to need to seek him for him to show you specifically what the connection is. You understand?
Yes, I do.
All right. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask that you direct our brother's step to the truth. We pray at the opening of every time we come together. We ask you, Lord, to lead us into truth, to give us a love for the truth, to make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. We pray this for our brother in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would take him directly to the truth, Father, and that he would accept the truth that you bring to him to set him free. We thank you for it. We give you praise. We bind the deceiver in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the liar in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the one that comes to blind us from the truth in Jesus' name. And we ask you, Father, to give him eyes to see, ears to hear, a heart to believe, and a mind to receive what you will show him in Jesus' name. We thank you for him walking in humility and humbling himself to receive the word of truth from you, Father, in Jesus' name. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. And we thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you that once this is dealt with, that his prosperity will come forth as you desire in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, sometimes, amen, God bless you. Thank you for calling. You know, sometimes, saints, it's not what we think. It's something else. You know, we figure, well, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. But, you know, it's not until we ask the Lord that we actually find out. You know, presumption is a strange thing. It'll have you walking around in your own ideas for the longest. And you'll seemingly get somewhere for a little while, and then all of a sudden you're not getting anywhere. And you just figure out what the problem is. Well, you need to go to the Lord. You need to go to the Lord. You know, that's what Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7 tells us to do. To go to the Lord and to continually seek him for answers and not to be afraid of what he might tell you. You know, there have been questions that I have had in the past. And I asked the Lord one time, and I asked the Lord two times, and I asked the Lord three times. And I'm the kind of person, I'm not going to let go. I learned that from one of my dogs. Once you want an answer, don't let go. Just keep going after it till you get the answer. And so I would just keep bothering the Lord, so to speak. I just insisted on having an answer from him. And he brought one to me. It took a little while, but I got the answer. I was surprised at the answer, but it was one I needed to know because I was in an area of ignorance. And sometimes we have to repent of being in ignorance because the Bible says my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So sometimes we have to repent of our own ignorance before the Lord can open up to us what we need to know. So don't be afraid of telling the Lord, I don't get it. I just don't understand. Help me to understand. Show me in the word what I need to see. Open my eyes so that I will know. Because you see, Jesus Christ is the blind man healer. If you're blind to the truth that you need to know, you need the blind man healer to open your eyes. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. So, we're going to go to Brother Marshall, because we have to pray tonight. We have some very important things to pray about. You see, we need to pray about certain things tonight, and I'm going to talk about those things right now. You see, there is a bill, a House bill, I think this is, coming before Congress. And the way this bill is set up, it's attacking Christianity. And it's about a ruling about state abortion law and the parents' rights over their children and the choice whether to have a sex change or an abortion. It covers these kinds of matters. And so we need to come together in spiritual warfare and agreement prayer that this bill would be voted down in Jesus' name. We need to bind the spirit of Antichrist that's trying to take over our nation. We're going to pray about vaccine discrimination. You know, they had a concert in the state of Florida where the people that put the concert on charged $18 for people that said they were vaccinated. And they wanted to charge some extortious amount, I think it was almost $1,000, for people who had not been vaccinated. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's simply wrong. There have been people who have lost their businesses because people have discriminated against them because of the stand they took with reference to the vaccine. So the governor of the state of Florida did something about it. And I won't go into all of those details right now, but there is a lot of discrimination going on in the nation against people who are not readily willing to accept any and all vaccination. Then we're going to pray about domestic violence. Now, we've had domestic violence all along. The Bible teaches about that in the New Testament and in the Old Testament. And there are prayers in the Bible asking the Lord to deliver us from the violent person. But since COVID came into play, domestic violence has increased tremendously. And many persons are too ashamed to come forth to the proper authorities about what is happening in their homes and in their private lives. They need to be set free. They need to be healed. They need to be delivered. They need to receive salvation. We're going to pray about the revival of small businesses. A lot of mom and pop small businesses went out with COVID. We need the Lord to bring small businesses back to the fore in our nation. And we're going to pray about inflation. But the first prayer that we're going to do is about this bill. And so I'm going to begin, and Brother Marshall is going to dovetail with me, and we'll go into our intercessory prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we bring before you this bill that's being placed before the Congress that is ungodly, it is unholy, and it is unrighteous. And we call out, we cry out to the righteous judge, and we ask you, Heavenly Father, to intervene. We ask you to intervene through methods that we don't even know about. We ask you to release your warring angels against this type of legislation in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the works of every witch, warlock, wizard, sorcerer, shaman, and Satanist that is promoting this bill in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind spiritual blindness in high places. We bind wickedness in high places. We bind the devil's agenda in high places of our nation and across the world in Jesus' name. Lord, it was your decision to give parents parental authority in the lives of their children. Even so, grandparents as well. And you recognize parental authority. It was authority that you delegated. So, Father, we thank you for standing up for your own works. We applaud your works. We praise your works. We give you praise, glory, and honor. And we ask you, Father, to see to it that this bill is defeated in Jesus' name. We lift up the matter of abortion to you, Father, also known as murder. You told us in the scriptures, in the commandments, thou shalt not kill. We stand in agreement with the intercession of the Godhead concerning this matter. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask you, Father, to open the eyes of the blind and allow them to see that this is murdering a real person, because the Bible says that you knew us before our parts were formed in our mother's bodies. So we give you praise. We give you glory. We bind the lie and the deception that it's just sales. No woman calls her family and friends together and says, I'm giving birth to cells. No, she proclaims loudly, I'm having a baby. And that's what it is. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, all this wickedness that they want to do so that they can sell baby parts as they once did and do this wickedness, this evil, this vile thing, we bind in Jesus' name. We bind all their wicked works, and we call this bill a crime and a felony against Jesus Christ. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to strike it down with your power in Jesus' name. We stand in agreement with you. We receive our orders from you, Lord Jesus, and we come to battle against these powers, principalities, rulers of darkness, and all wickedness in Jesus' name. Brother Marshall.
Amen. I praise the Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, as we continue to come boldly before your throne of grace because of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. It's not by our strength. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, but actually the power may be of God and not of us. For through him, through Jesus, we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. We come before your throne of grace, Father. And you promised us, Father, if two of you on earth agree touching anything you ask, it shall be done in my Father, which is in heaven. So we thank you for your divine intervention and adjudication, Father, in Jesus' name. And agreement with Dr. Sabrina's prayers, Father, in Jesus' name. Agreement with the prayers of the global prayer wars. And you said, and you cannot lie, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And we thank you, Lord, the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Jesus is Lord of lords and King of kings, even as it is written in Revelation 17:14. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. We thank you, Emmanuel, for being with us. You said, together with God, nothing shall be impossible. And we give you praise and honor and glory for fully delivering all those, all those in harm's way, the unborn, Father God, the human beings you created for your purposes, were all created by you and for you and for your good pleasure. And all these demonic spirits, Satan, you, the mind blinder, bound, every spirit of greed, corruption, every unclean and perverse spirit, you can perpetually bound. Satan, you or your underlings are perpetually, continually bound in Jesus' name, according to the word of the living God, who cannot lie, who's purchased us with his own blood in Jesus' name, who says unto us, because of the blood of the covenant, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Father, we thank you for loosing your warring angels to fight for us and for your purposes and for all these, the unborn and all those in harm's way. In Jesus' name, all the little children, the bigger children too, Father. In Jesus' name, those that have never known your kind of love. Father, we ask you to draw multitudes in the valley of decision to Lord Jesus. And if you can save those that can be saved, God, that are involved with this, you told us to pray for those in authority, save the souls so they can be saved. And anoint those, Father God, to stand up, to fight against this the way you want. We ask for your divine intervention and adjudication, and we're all in agreement in Jesus' name. And Satan, you, the mind blinder, you, all of your underlings, every ungodly spirit, every spirit of greed, perversion, every unclean spirit, all spirits of antichrist and loving, you're perpetually, continually bound in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant in Jesus' name. We thank you for delivering us, Father. You said, call upon the name of the Lord, and you'll be delivered. And we're whosoever's, and we call upon your name because of the blood of the covenant. You said, call upon the name of the Lord, and you'll be saved. We ask you to save those, and all those who have interceded. For we've been praying for some time for all the children, yes, the children of believers, but also the children of the unbelievers, in Jesus' name. And all those who would seek to kill, steal, and or destroy, every spirit seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy, perpetually, continually bound, in Jesus' name, because of the blood of the covenant, in Jesus' name. And Father, concerning the vaccine discrimination, you said in your word that God is no respecter of persons. In not only Ephesians 6:9 and Romans chapter 2 and Jesus' name, we know you are no respecter of persons, Father, in Jesus' name. And you said, You said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. We bind every one of these spirits in Jesus' name involved with bringing in of the fascism, Father God, in Jesus' name, trying to control people against their will in Jesus' name. And that's what this is all about, Father God. Every spirit of pharmakia, sorcery, and witchcraft is bound. Every occultic spirit returned on the heads of the spirits that sent them to do those spirits what they intended to do to us in Jesus' name, even as it is written in Psalm 79:12, and render unto our neighbors sevenfold into their bosoms their reproach, wherewith they have their reproach thee, O Lord. And even as Dr. Sabrina has already reminded us, whatever you do to the least of these, you've done it unto them. Those that are standing for the truth and not getting the demonic jabs, sometimes called a vaccine, which is not a vaccine anyway, just something to try and change people's kind of a set of a DNA, trying to put things in the temple of the Holy Spirit that are not meant to be there, and future temples of the Holy Spirit. Every one of these demonic spirits is perpetually bound, and all witchcraft curses are returned to at least sevenfold heads of spirits that do those spirits intend to do us in Jesus' name, because the blood of covenant continues to speak blindness to the eyes of the enemy, muteness to the mouth of the enemy, and they may only hear what Jesus Christ of Nazareth wants them to hear pertaining to each of us, each and every member of the body of Christ, in Jesus' name, because of the blood of covenant, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your mercies that are new each and every day, Lord. You said, ask, and we're asking in agreement, according to Matthew 18:19. And you cannot lie. God is not a man that he should lie, nor the Son of Man that he should repent. As he said it, will he not do it? And we're asking you, Father, you are true. God is true. You cannot lie. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. And so every lying spirit of trying to push this vaccine as if it's doing some people good, every one of those spirits of deception are bound in Jesus' name. We know Satan deceives everybody, but Satan, you are bound, and all your underlings are bound from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ. You command me no further flow of power communication from the deep and from the second heavens, the bush and the deep, to all those that are trying to push this vaccine, pretending that it is effective and safe, neither of which is true. And we ask you, Father, for your favor, that the Children's Health Defense Fund will come forth with their suit against the pushing of the COVID. We thank you, Father, for Brother Bill's revelation that 20 different countries have outlawed the ungodly jab, and we thank you for that. We ask that many, many more will come into the ranks of those that outlaw this demonic plan of the enemy, Father God, to kill more people than even the COVID-19 dead. At least that's what some people say. I don't know. But you know everything, Lord, and we give you praise and honor and glory for what you're doing and going to do. And, Father, concerning the domestic violence issue, Father God, we come before your throne of grace. We ask for your help and your intervention, Father God. Your arm is not too short to save. Your arm is not too short to deliver. He said, ask, and we're asking, Father. And you said in your word in Ephesians chapter 5, so ought, this is verse 28, Ephesians 5:28. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. We bind every spirit of self-hatred, every spirit of bitterness, and all ungodly controlling spirits from all media, whether it be computer or TV or any other thing. All ungodly generational familiar spirits are perpetually bound. Every ungodly spirit causing the violence is bound in Jesus' name. We cancel all the root causes of that violence. Every spirit of bitterness, anger, and hatred, and violence, and murder are bound, including all the spirits causing wives to look for husbands that have similar traits to their fathers that may not be godly. We ask you to deliver those women and grant them the gifts of repentance. And we thank you, Father God, that the godly woman sanctifies the husband. You said in 1 Corinthians 7:14. We ask you, Father God, for those women that have given their hearts to Jesus, they'll be able to pray for their spouses in the way that you want, even though they need to keep themselves at a very safe distance. And we ask for your divine help and intervention in the natural and in the spiritual. Send your warring angels to fight for them, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the angel, Lord, that encampeth round about them, that fears you, Lord, and delivers them. Deliver all those that have not yet come into the body of Christ as well, Father, in Jesus' name. And you said in your word in Psalm 18, verses 46 to 48, the Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. It is God that avengeth me, and subdueth the people under me. Verse 48, he delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise up against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. We ask you to hasten your word to perform it, Father, in Jesus, deliver all those that have been subjected, not just to physical violence, but kind of a verbal abuse and all other sorts of violence. And Father, send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction to those men. Save the souls of those that can be saved. And sometimes violence could be the other way around. If it's women that are violating their husbands with verbal abuse or something else, we ask you to grant them the gifts of repentance and knowledge of the truth, that they'll recover themselves from the snare of the devil in Jesus' name. If there's any other type of violence too in Jesus' name, including with small firearms or any other type of things in Jesus' name. And we ask, Father, your divine help and intervention. And concerning the kind of the revival of the small businesses, yes, we are in agreement. I'm in agreement with Dr. Sabrina and this prayer request, Father God. You said, if two of you on earth agree with anything you ask, it shall be done of my Father which is in heaven. And you said in Psalm 37, verse 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. So, Lord, help all those involved with the small business, even as the gentleman who called in today, to seek your face, to seek and do what you want. You said, delight yourself in the Lord. And we thank you, Lord. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. We thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Even as is written in Psalm 84:11, for the Lord God is the sun and the shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. So, Father, we ask you to help those. And I know a Christian business has been really challenged, and they seem to be doing all right. But, Father God, we know they're challenged. We know the plans of the enemy to steal, kill, and destroy. We bind every one of those spirits seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, trying to bring in the big behemoth mega corporations to squish and crumble all the mom-and-pop businesses, Father. And we ask you for your divine help and intervention, Father God. We know you're the defender of the widows and the orphans. We ask you to defend the small businesses also, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so, and we give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' name. And you said in your word, as we're praying about inflation, Father God, and I know I've heard different things, even what Pat Holiday said many years ago about Trump and the reset, and she recommended people get $100 bills covered in gold leaf or something. I'm not sure if that's beneficial, but maybe it's better than just a plain piece of paper. So, Father God, but you said in your word, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And you cannot lie. If Jesus is our good shepherd, I'm my beloved's, and he is mine. This is very personal. This is not religion. This is relationship. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. We thank you for leading each of us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. And we give you praise and honor and glory. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. You are Emmanuel, God with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You're the staff of life. We thank you, Lord. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. We thank you for the anointing that removes and destroys the yoke of the enemy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Not just most of the days. All the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And we give you praise and honor and glory for what you're doing, Lord. And help us all, Lord, as it is written in Matthew 10:16. Behold, Jesus says, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Grant us to do, and as Sabrina reminded us in James 1:5, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all men liberally and abradeth not, and it will be given him. So we thank you for sending the Holy Ghost to us, Father, to remind us of what Jesus said and lead us in paths that you have chosen for each of us, that we'll be able to be doers of your word and not just hearers only. And we thank you for the privilege of hearing your word. It's wonderful. Thank you for Dr. Sabrina's sermon tonight. It was awesome and very needed. And we thank you. But, Father, we ask you to deliver all those connected and related to each of us and grant us your wisdom and discernment on how to relate to our family members and all those round about us that need help, Father God, in different areas, including concerning inflation challenges and other challenges, especially with the jab and all this thing they're trying to do to kind of with them, God. We ask you, Father God, to help us to know what you want us to say and do and how to pray in Jesus' name. I continue to commit my works unto you, Lord, that my thoughts may be established, and we continue to pull down every spirit of vain imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. We continue to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, not only in this head and this heart, but all the heads and hearts each of us can stand in for as we continue to pray in the Spirit under the unction of your Spirit. We thank you for not leaving us as orphans, Father. Thank you for answering all of our prayers because you're faithful to promise, because all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus, and we thank you for that, Father. And Jesus says, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. And we thank you for answering, Father, in Jesus' name. All the saints said amen and amen in Jesus' name. You.